as rainwater was running in the stream, turning the floor to mud. I banged my head against a log. What the hell? The overhead had fallen halfway in. The far wall had collapsed. The only reason I could see anything was that Ty Day had brought a candle, the shadow repeller, when he came to visit. What happened?
Earthquake.
Oh, yeah. It hadn't occurred to me that I could become a disaster victim, too. By the time I got my knees under me, I saw that Ty Day must have done a lot of work just to get to me. I was in a pocket. Most of our dugout must have fallen in. Mother Goda, I asked. I had shifted to Yuang Bao without thinking.
I don't know,
he responded in the same language.
She never came home.
His voice had an uncharacteristic edge. The strain was getting to him. Every few years he cracked and stopped being the Iceman for minutes at a time.
How'd you get in?
Well, the roof fell in.
I had the duck walk to look at the hole. Yeah, I could see where he'd squeezed his way in. There was some ugly gray sky out there. It was drizzling still. Ty Day was about half my size, though. I'm going to have to stay down here for a couple of months before I can get through that. I shouldn't have put on all that weight after we got out of Dejigore. We had looked bad back then, like walking skeletons, most of us. I wondered if that had anything to do with my dreams.
Take the candle. I'll go up and make the hole bigger.
My bodyguard. This was about the first time he ever had a real chance to save my ass, and it was from being smothered by a vicious sod roof. He pushed himself up into the opening. He wiggled. He squirmed. He dropped back down.
You need to push me.
Too many snacks while we were sitting around here bullshitting?
Go!
I set the candle aside very carefully. It had become very important to me. I did not want to be down there in that tight, cold, wet place without a light. I grabbed his legs and pushed. There must have been enough water in the hole to lubricate it. He popped through. I chuckled at a mental image of the earth giving birth to that ugly little man, like some clay devil in the Goonie myths. I heard voices. Something blocked the dirty light.
Croaker called. Hey, deadbeat. You still breathing down there?
I'm fine. I was thinking about taking a nap.
You might as well. We're going to be a while getting you out.
All right. I'll be fine.
As long as the candle lasted. I looked at it. It had a lot of life left. Those things were designed to last. I began to think about what Ty Day had had to do to come down into a place where shadows might be hiding just to see how I was doing. And that made me wonder that much more about the landscape of his interior world. Maybe I was a sloppy thinker, or maybe just not yet experienced enough at being Wang Bao. I couldn't even work out how to treat Ty Day like he was several different, distinct characters. He and Li Wang Bao believed he owed me a debt so great he'd devoted his life to protecting me. He would lay that, and maybe even his soul, down for me. But at the same time, he would willingly lie to and deceive the foreigner who was a cause for shame on his family. And certainly, he would tell a soldier of darkness nothing that might cast any light upon Wang Bao's attitudes toward the Black Company. Come to think of it, not even my darling beloved Sari had gone that far. She could always change the subject without appearing to have done so. I said something into the hole, but nobody answered. Well, screw them.